Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama and the First Lady paid their respects to the late Antonin Scalia. The body of the Supreme Court Justice is lying in repose in the court's Great Hall today, and former law clerks are standing vigil near the casket. That watch will continue around the clock until the casket is removed for the funeral service tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, the process of selecting a nominee to succeed Scalia continues. Today, President Obama talked with Senate leaders as he considers who he will pick.
That consultation included, just in the last 24 hours, telephone calls with Leader McConnell, Leader Reid, Chairman Grassley, and Senator Leahy, who is the ranking member.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
There was an opportunity for the president to make clear that he is going to nominate someone. The president made clear that he is committed to consulting with Congress as he decides who that nominee should be.
Obama says it's his constitutional duty to nominate someone to fill the vacancy, but Republicans want the next president to make that choice. The Justice Department filed a court order demanding a judge immediately compel Apple to help the FBI hack into the phone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. And Verzina Temple-Raston has more.
The 35-page motion from the Justice Department pulls few punches. It says that rather than assist the FBI in investigating the San Bernardino attacks, Apple is more concerned about its business model and marketing strategy. Between those government salvos, however, the court papers suggest that shooter Saeed Farouk's iPhone might help the FBI determine a motive. The filing says the government has reason to believe that Farouk used the iPhone to communicate with some of the people he killed. That could help authorities determine if something happened, some triggering event, that set the attack in motion. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Fans and admirers of Harper Lee are mourning her death. The 89-year-old author of To Kill a Mockingbird died in her sleep Friday morning, as NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Lee's family said she had been in good health in the days before her death. Her agent recalled that just weeks ago, she was full of life, her mischievous wit sharp as ever. So this very private woman surprised the world one last time. Harper Lee evaded the spotlight following the enormous success of her first published novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, which has sold some 40 million copies and won the Pulitzer Prize after it came out in 1960. When her book, Ghost at a Watchman, was published last summer, some questioned whether she had really approved its release, and the book's depiction of Atticus Finch shocked readers. Even so, it too has become a bestseller. Lee's family plans a private funeral, which is what she wanted. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street ending the day in mixed territory with the Dow down 21. This is NPR. A major cyclone is churning in the South Pacific, and forecasters say it's on track to hit Fiji in the next several hours. The cyclone has sustained winds of 166 miles per hour, with gusts over 200, making it the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane. Fiji hasn't seen many cyclones, and if this one stays on track, it could be the strongest storm on record to hit that country. A man held in solitary confinement in Louisiana for nearly 40 years has been released from prison. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Albert Woodfox is the last of the so-called Angola 3 inmates.
Albert Woodfox was released after pleading no contest to manslaughter for the 1972 stabbing death of a prison guard. Woodfox has long maintained his innocence, but he said in a statement released by his attorney that he entered the plea because of his age, 69, and poor health. He and two other inmates were active in the Black Panthers while held in the Louisiana prison at Angola. Supporters claim the three were convicted in retaliation for their political activism while in custody. He was set for a third trial in the murder case when he was released. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Consumer prices in the U.S. showed almost no change for January, as the rising costs of housing and health care were pretty much offset by the falling price of oil. But inflation showed signs of acceleration. The Labor Department says core inflation rose 0.3% in January. Crude oil prices down more than 3% today, ending at $29.72 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.